It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A judge in Hong Kong has ordered a huge Chinese real estate company to wrap up and liquidate. I'm David Brancaccio. Evergrande was once China's biggest property developer, but China's property market is a mess, and the firm had been struggling to reach a new deal with its creditors to stave off collapse. But today, a Hong Kong judge ordered the company to liquidate, to sell off its assets. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Evergrande is one of the biggest Chinese developers to collapse since 2020, when the government started cracking down on extreme borrowing to cool the country's property bubble. Since then, dozens of developers have defaulted on their debts. Evergrande owes banks and bondholders $300 billion. The court has appointed liquidators to manage the company and sell its assets to pay off its debt, though much has already been sold or seized. Once that's done, the company will no longer exist. Experts say Evergrande's fall is a big setback for China's real estate industry, which used to make up about a quarter of the country's GDP. Meanwhile, the world's second largest economy continues to try to recover from pandemic lockdowns. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Evergrande's stock fell 21% today, and it is unlikely but not impossible China's government might try a rescue. Today, the country's vice premier called for more government support of companies listed on Chinese stock markets. The key stock index in Shanghai has fallen 26% since this time last year. Here's some buy now, pay later platforms are testing out subscriptions. $5.99 a month, Afterpay Plus card users get a digital card they could use in stores. And Klarna, that's Klarna with a K, has a new one, $8 a month, so users avoid service fees, rack up loyalty points faster, and find special deals. Now, subscriptions produce regular revenue and bind enrolled customers to the company. Marketplace's Samantha Marr has that.
It seems like subscription offers are everywhere these days. But can they work when paying later is kind of the whole point?
It's a little counterintuitive.
Sheridan Trent is with the payment analytics firm The Straw Hacker Group. She says if subscriptions to these platforms appeal to you,
you're someone who's probably using Buy Now, Pay Later multiple times a month.
And many of those super users are on shaky financial ground to begin with, says Delicia Reynolds-Hand with Consumer Reports.
You do see that usage skews younger, lower income.
She says the most vulnerable users might not go for it, but still, consumers should be wary of what's essentially a subscription model for debt.
Especially if the subscription is connected to rewards points, discounts, which could further incentivize overspending.
And if users fall behind, they could be on the hook for subscription and late fees. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
You You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Bed bugs do not get to compete in next summer's Olympics in Paris, but they're contenders of a kind. The critters have long been a problem in hotels around the world. The BBC's Dougal Shaw reports now on the contest between French health authorities and bed bugs itching for Olympic attention.
Bed bugs are multiplying across France. Last year, there was a 65% increase in pest control visits, according to the country's Union Chamber of Insect Control. Malvika Sheth is a fashion commentator who got bitten during Paris Fashion Week.
I got out of bed and I saw some red bumps on my feet and on my legs. These weren't swelling up. They were staying the same size, but they were even itchier than I've ever experienced.
Bed bugs are tiny creatures, a bit smaller than a grain of rice, that can travel on our clothes and luggage and like to live in beds so they can bite humans at night. Not a very pleasant idea and a nightmare for hotel owners.
We had the detection of the bed bug. I want to tell you, it's frightening.
Max Malka runs a hotel on the southern outskirts of Paris. He's invested in a type of bug detection technology called Spotter, which is developed in Cambridge, England. I went to visit their labs. Should we visit the insects first?
Yeah, certainly.
Robert Friars, the CEO and one of the founders of Spotter, showed me around. I can see a range of bugs in these large, wide test tubes. And what's the kind of red sacs underneath them?
So that is the blood that we feed them. Bedbugs only eat blood.
Spotter's bug detection system consists of a small white plastic box which can be placed under mattresses. It contains a pheromone chemical that attracts and traps bugs.
You can see they do actually move quite quickly.
So they're out in the light for feeding now, but normally they're very good at hiding.
A camera inside the box takes a picture of anything that crawls in, which is sent to this lab in Cambridge. They confirm whether or not it's a bed bug and alert the hotel owner, who will begin treatment. Spotter boss Robert Friars says there's been a substantial rise in confirmed bed bug reports.
We had a couple of years during COVID where people weren't travelling around as much and therefore there wasn't so much transmission of bed bugs. But the long-term trend has been steadily upwards for the last decade and that's going to continue.
Other ways of detecting bed bugs include traps and sniffer dogs. It's all yet another cost for the struggling hospitality sector, still recovering from COVID. But hotelier Max Malka says it's a necessary one.
The reason we invested into this technology is first, a service to the customer. Second, a reputation of the hotel. And third, this will eliminate the risk of somebody suing us because he or she were bitten.
Bed bug bites and litigation is obviously a legacy nobody wants from this year's Paris Olympics. I'm the BBC's Dougal Shaw for Marketplace.
All righty then. And the Wall Street Journal has tracked down Amazon Prime Video customers planning to cancel service, irked by the new intrusion of ads, unless customers pay $2.99 more a month, $36 more a year. The ads start today, so don't be surprised. An Amazon rep is quoted saying renewal rates are high, dismissing the idea there'll be some kind of mass defection. The company says it's about using the extra money to invest in, quote, compelling content. For most, Prime's about free shipping of packages. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.